It's 2 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Michelle Nash with Mike Crisolago and Megan Housley. In the weather, it is sunny and 4 degrees outside our East York studios. Now here are our top headlines. The convicted 17-year-old in the Stephanie Rangel case awaits a psychiatric assessment before she is sentenced. Leafs play host to Alexander Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals tonight at the ACC. March goes out like a lion for the Maritimes with a flurry-filled snowstorm. Now to our top story. A young offender at the time, known only as MT, awaits a psychiatric assessment before being sentenced for her influence in the murder of 14-year-old Stephanie Rangel. Now 17, her defense lawyer, Marshall Sack, is looking for leniency for his client. Sack feels that to be tried as an adult would be too stressful for MT. The Canadian Mental Health Association says that about 1 in 10 people have post-traumatic stress disorder. But surviving a traumatizing wartime experience doesn't always result in a full-blown stress disorder. 67 years after experiencing the Japanese invasion of the Philippines, Leticia Sanchez continues to deal with her childhood memories by being as productive as she can possibly be. She prefers doing house chores over having a discussion that brings back her childhood memories. Katrina Roselle has this report.
It's after dinner time, and 75-year-old Leticia Sanchez is already working on tomorrow's dinner. Her 8-year-old granddaughter, Bianca Roselle, described her as someone who constantly does housework.
She takes up the garbage, and she gets scraps and pieces on the floor and picks them up even when she has a bad back.
While many retirees prefer to relax, Leticia refuses to do just that.
I will need to stop to do everything because once I stop, maybe I will die.
Even though she jokes about it, the idea of death is familiar to her on a deeper level. She grew up in the Philippine province of Bataan and was 8 years old during the Japanese invasion in World War II. Her uncles and grandparents were among the 100,000 Filipino and American prisoners starved and abused during the 88-kilometer death march.
One morning, we were playing in the beach with my friend, all my friends, and then suddenly, a shooting near the sea, suddenly I saw my friend's sister really hit by the bullet, and then she died instantly.
Even though Leticia rarely talks about her experience, Edith Roselle, her eldest of 4 children, says that the tragedy has helped build her mom's character.
Sometimes she cannot not think about it, but what can she do? Life goes on, and it was a sad experience, but sad experiences sometimes make people stronger.
Katrina Roselle, Observer News, Toronto.
In a new report released today, Statistics Canada found close to 500,000 Canadians applied for EI benefits in January. This is a 20,000-person increase since December, with Ontario having the highest numbers of EI recipients. The federal government says that they will hire additional staff to handle the overload of claims. Even though spring is near, a heavy snowstorm has hit Nova Scotia with full force. PEI dodged the worst of the storm and closed their schools for the day because of the strong winds. New Brunswick has power outages throughout the province. Flights have been stalled at Halifax Stanfield International Airport today. Already 15 centimeters of snow fell on the ground in parts of Nova Scotia. Halifax will receive another 10 centimeters by the end of the day. And that's the latest news. Now here's Mike Crisolago with sports.
Thanks, Michelle, and hi, everyone. Well, the Leafs are back in action Tuesday after a 2-day layoff. Alexander Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals are in town for tonight's showdown at the ACC. However, the focus will be on the Buds' shaky defense. Ovechkin has netted a goal in nearly every career game against Toronto. On the plus side, the Leafs have held the NHL's leading scorer to only 2 goals over 3 games this season. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. On the hard court, trouble in Raptorland as the team prepares to host the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow night. The Toronto Star reports that Raps star Chris Bosch faces a lawsuit from a woman claiming to be his former girlfriend. The unidentified Maryland woman is suing for child support and custody of a child she says that Bosch fathered. The Raps star denies the claim. In other Raptor news, forward Andrea Bargnani is still questionable for Wednesday's game. A sore Achilles heel could mean rookie Nate Jawai gets the call to suit up against the Bucks. And in preseason baseball action, the Toronto Blue Jays and defending champion Philadelphia Phillies are scoreless in the 3rd inning in Dunedin, Florida. David Percy is on the mound for the Jays. Chan Ho Park is throwing for the Phils. In local college news, it was the last time they would see the floor at Centennial's Dell Gym. But that milestone didn't help the Colts men's basketball team last night. And that's despite a huge performance by their star point guard. With the story, here's Tristan Carter.
Centennial Colts men's basketball team Boston Defending Knights 91-89, while Coast point guard Roderick Robinson scored a game-high 37. Robinson barely missed the last-second shot that would have won the game. The Knights hit a pair of free throws the day before to put them up by two. Fleming got to the line after a controversial foul call. Centennial coach Roe Russell had some criticism of the way the game was called.
Basically, the referees took the game out of our hands. It's hard to say that. And if I get fined for it, I don't care. You know, we busted our butt off the whole game. Everybody sucked it up. We lost a couple guys on eligibility, and they beat us by a lot up in their place, and we came, we were ready for them, we prepared for them, and we're right down to the last second, and the referee had to take the game into his own hand rather than let us play the game out like it's supposed to be played.
Russell also thought his team would have done better if it was at full strength. Coach starter Marlon McLean struggled with foul trouble the whole game. They've also lost a number of players, but not because of injuries. Russell says he kicked one player off the team after the last game.
We warned him that he's under zero tolerance coming into the last game that he played, and he was verbally abusing players and being very obnoxious in the game, and so we decided that it was enough, we had to, you know, take him away from the team so we could have a better chemistry for the team.
The season has been hard on the Colts. They stand at 5-3 right now as they play the final game ever at the Dell Gym. It's being closed and the college is building a new one next year. Tristan Carter, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Curt Schilling's retirement has triggered debate about whether the former Red Sox pitcher is Hall of Fame worthy. Schilling made the announcement on his blog, saying he has no regrets about leaving the game. Now sports writers and fans are weighing his chances of reaching Cooperstown. Schilling's supporters point to his gutsy performances en route to winning 3 World Series championships. However, detractors say that he doesn't deserve the honor until other pitchers with better career win-loss records and ERAs are in. And in other baseball news, Japanese fans are celebrating their country's second straight World Baseball Classic title today. Newspapers around the country printed special editions to commemorate the back-to-back victory. As well, many fans paraded through the streets with banners displaying the slogan, Samurai Japan. The dramatic late-inning win over Korea is considered especially satisfying following the team's disappointing fourth-place performance at the Beijing Olympics. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us as after the break when Megan Housley will have all the entertainment buzz.
I'm Herman, one of Santa's helpers. Rudolph would have been here too, but he's getting the light bulb in his nose replaced right now. We're inviting you to Allison's Pet Center for the annual and spectacular Christmas sale. Every year, kids send letters to Santa asking for puppies and kittens, monkeys and mice. And to top it off, some ask for aquariums too. Can you imagine what the back of Santa's sleigh looks like? Come on, give Santa a break. I don't want to babysit all those animals and fishes until Christmas Eve. I want to go back to building dollhouses. Come to Allison's and save on household pets and presents for your pets. Get a head start on your Christmas shopping. The sale starts on Sunday and runs through Christmas Eve. Allison's is located at the corner of Fulton and North Streets in Petaluma. And a meow Christmas and a Happy New Year from Allison's Pet Center.
Welcome back and hello everyone. In the current economic climate, people are looking for more cost-effective ways to have fun. Science, education, and a darn good time. At Fermentation's storefront, customers are invited to take part in the brewing process. From ingredient selection to bottling, customers are given the opportunity to be hands-on in their brews. Luke Champion has this report.
Drink better, spend less. That's the motto at Fermentations on Danforth Avenue. The Brew Your Own Beer store allows customers to recreate their favorite brands or customize flavors to suit their tastes. Charles Fagenbaum is the owner of Fermentations and brings 15 years of brewing experience to every batch he makes.
What we try to do here is brew beers with tremendous amounts of flavor and character. A lot of beers that are available in the beer store are brewed primarily for the refreshment of it.
There's nothing wrong with refreshment, but Fagenbaum would like to see Canadians appreciate the finer aspects of beer.
I view beer more as food, mm-hmm. where the tastes and the flavors are something that are very important.
His knowledge and enthusiasm for the process passes on to customers as well. Donna McLeod has been making beer, wine, and cider with Fagenbaum for over 15 years.
I just trust him implicitly. I say, what would you do? Make me that.
With the substantial savings brewing your own beer provides, it truly does make it easier to drink better and spend less. Luke Champion, Observer Radio, Toronto.
Good news if you're a fan of the Saw series of horror movies. If five wasn't enough, shooting starts on yet another Saw film next Monday here in Toronto. A producer of the movie says Saw 6 will be a lot more violent than the last five. In music news, one of the most important nights for Canadian musicians, the Junos, will be held Sunday night in Vancouver, and at least one Canadian musician isn't happy about it. Matthew Good, whose hits include Time Bomb and Apparitions, says he would care about the Junos if they actually celebrated Canadian musicians and not just record sales and whose song is played on commercials. Top nominees for Sunday night include rock groups Nickelback and Headley and singer Celine Dion. And a late-night Fox television host has apologized to Canada. Red Eye host Greg Gutfeld mocked the Canadian Forces' effort in Afghanistan on his March 17th show. Gutfeld said that the forces were taking a break to do yoga and paint landscapes. Yesterday, he said it wasn't his intent to disrespect the brave men, women, and families of the Canadian military. I'm still not going to watch Fox. That's it for entertainment. Now back to Michelle.
Thanks, Megan. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at on demand at centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a great afternoon.